Thurman divorce case is heard by court. The Atlanta Journal, Tuesday, 30th of June, 1914, page 6, column 2. Wife of Atlanta lawyer is seeking to obtain separation and alimony. That Arthur Thurman, the lawyer indicted recently on a subornation of perjury charge growing out of the Frank case, lived at the Ansley Hotel for some 3 months with a woman he introduced as his wife, was testified by manager J.F. Letton of the Ansley in Judge Bell's court Tuesday morning. The petition of Mrs. Mary J. Thurman for alimony in connection with her divorce suit against Thurman was being heard. Because the Ansley Hotel incident occurred after the date of separation given by Mrs. Thurman in her petition, Mr. Letton's testimony was stricken on the motion of W.M. Smith, Mr. Thurman's attorney. Lamar Hill, attorney for Mrs. Thurman, secured a recess of the court until 12 o'clock, when he introduced several local businessmen as witnesses in an effort to prove that Mr. Thurman's income from law and real estate is about $1,200 or $1,500 a month. The witnesses said they knew nothing of the details of his business, however, says income is slim. Mr. Thurman was put on the stand to answer questions about his income. He admitted he had held considerable property at one time. Was it worth $100,000? Attorney Hill asked. Mr. Thurman said he did not know. He said he has been in financial difficulties for the past 18 months and is living now on a slim income, having had to hypothecate diamonds and other property. Mr. Thurman said after his wife filed her divorce petition, he went to Elberton, where she was staying at her parents' home. He made an effort to see her and effect reconciliation, he said, but her parents interfered and kept him from talking with her. He testified he intended at that time to make a full confession of the Ansley Hotel matter and obtain her forgiveness by admitting he had wronged her and himself. Is it not true that the young woman your wife names as correspondent, Miss Genevieve Gooden, who was at the Ansley with you, is now in your office? Mr. Hill demanded. She's not there now, the lawyer answered. I mean, she works there, Mr. Hill persisted. Yes, she is employed there, Mr. Thurman admitted. Wife's father on stand. Attorney Smith sought to show that Mrs. Thurman needs no alimony because she is well cared for now by her parents. E. A. Kaysen, her father, was put on the stand. He admitted he owns a large farm near Elberton. How much is it worth? Mr. Smith demanded. I turned it in for taxation at $10 an acre, Mr. Kaysen replied. I don't mean that. I mean, how much is it worth? About $40 or $50 an acre. The principal evidence by Thurman was an agreement signed in August 1912 by Mrs. Thurman, in which she waived any claim for alimony. Judge Bell ruled this out of evidence because it showed no consideration in exchange for the waiver. Later, Thurman testified he gave her two diamond rings worth about $1,250, which she was wearing in court at the moment. He said, Judge Bell signed an order giving Mrs. Thurman $40 a month temporary alimony and $40 attorney's fees.